Loop.
Clickety clack. Oh. Wow, that's low.
And I'm back.
Hello?
My levels are okay.
I see the Oreo Coke discussion. I bought the Coke flavored Oreos today to try those.
They have the reverse?
Yes.
Ooh. That sounds terrible.
Interesting.
Okay.
They're better than some of the flavors that Oreo has made recently.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, you know, take some to work tomorrow and see if I can convince people to try these without telling them what they are and see if anybody can actually guess that the flavor
guess
is Coke.
The flavor? Yeah.
Old Sartut for the win.
Nice.
So did you say you tried these Oreos?
I did.
And?
They're interesting.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of get the Coke flavor.
Not a...
I wouldn't buy them again.
Yeah.
But they're not disgusting. I mean, I wasn't going to buy the pumpkin spice ones. I was like, no, thank you. You can take your pumpkin spice and stick it. I want my pumpkin spice and a pumpkin pie.
I think that would probably taste better than Coke flavor, but turns out I'm more of a pumpkin spice kind of guy than I originally anticipated.
Oh, good. I like Coke flavored things. I think it's good.
Holy crap. There is a ton of information in this article.
Which one?
The what's new in MPQ? Even though most of it is, like, from earlier in the year.
Oh.
There's a ton of information. It just keeps going.
Yeah. I kind of stopped scrolling after I really kind of read the...
The clue?
Clue for the new character and the fact that there's a boss event tomorrow. I was like, all right, that's what's important.
Yeah.
All right, we ready to start this party with a bang?
Oh, sure.
Why not?
Bang! Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 434th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm here. I've got Ray. I've got Ian. How's it going?
Good.
Really well. Did you just avoid, like, some sort of, like, MPQ Beetlejuice situation? Like, you can only say bang, and then you have to stop any more than that, and you'll summon Cactus Jack?
That could be. I said a bang, bang, bangity bang. I said a bang, bang, bangity bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, bang.
I will follow up my pretty good with, not really. I'm sick. So, looks like the fever broke, though.
More or less than yesterday?
It seems a little less. I think the fever broke, so that's good.
That is good.
I've had an incredible headache for the last 48 hours. Yeah.
You should recover before Saturday.
I would like. How about before tomorrow? That would be even better.
Well, I'm thinking about me, Ray. So... We got a short window Saturday. I got to try and maximize my time.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the week of 9-9 through 9-16. A shout out to all the first responders in the audience in memoriam of 9-11.
There you go.
Yeah. In your 7-day 4-star crown. We went on last week, but it was Moon Girl?
Sure.
Yeah, probably.
Versus Super Skrull? Sound right?
That does sound right.
Yes.
Okay. Did you Moon Girl? I don't know what she does, but I know I won.
I'll be honest. I, at 1-2-1, level 70, I didn't try.
Yeah. Okay.
I could have, but I just couldn't.
Yeah. See, this week, it appears to be Shuri versus Green Goblin.
Oh, yeah.
Did you Shuri it up?
Somehow I did.
Did you
I thought I would get...
Hand blasters?
Yeah, I thought I would do awesome. And then I was like, oh no, I'm going to lose. And then I fired the twin blasters and I was like, oh wait, I'm better.
Yeah.
I don't think I got to fire twin blasters. What is it? You make some fortified and then match them? I think that's how I won.
Oh, nice.
And it looks like next week is the defrocked Mondo. Mordo.
The Mortalorian?
That's right. Versus Strange and somebody else.
Nice.
So you can vulture way to glory and beat him with a stick. Because that stick can get really powerful.
The stick can, the boots, great for kicking.
Yeah, he does some good stuff.
Yeah, power, as long as it's got purpose. Purpose to wreck his opponent.
That's true. It does need a purpose, or it's just no good. In your storyland, right now, Cosmic Chaos is running. That'll get you a Hawkeye, one of the new character we'll talk about later. Some Surfer Shards. Placement gets you Talos and some Kane Shards. Ian, starting tomorrow, you have not only a Puzzle Gauntlet.
Oh my goodness.
You've got a boss event. Omega Reckoning is running. However, I could not find what the rewards were for Omega Reckoning yet. So use your imagination that they're awesome.
Right. We'll find out tomorrow. I'm sure they'll be pretty good. Who came out before this new character?
Someone else.
Anybody remember any previous new characters?
Annihilus? No. Nova. The 3 and 5 star Nova.
Yeah. So you're right. It will be Annihilus Shards, though. Unless he was a 4 star, then it'll be Annihilus Covers. Yeah. He has to be a 4 star if it's a 3-5.
Annihilus is a 4, yeah.
So it'll probably be Annihilus Covers and Unknown for the Alliance half. Hey, there's someone telling me things and stuff. Oh, a Loki and a Hot Pool.
Oh, okay then.
And a Black King.
Interesting. Oh, the Loki costume.
Oh, right. The heroic event. Right. Mm-hmm. Hey, you get Vampire Jubilee. That's fun.
Yeah. Yep. Those are all great prizes that I can use.
All right.
I will be sure to participate.
In PvP, Ray, you've got 4 days left if you're going to do this season.
Yeah, probably not.
All right. Right now, First Avengers running. That'll get you a Super Soldier, a Karnak. Placement is a Caroline Dean and Apoc Magneto. All right, new character. Let's talk about this.
I've not looked at any of his powers. I had to fire off his 3 powers so many times.
Oh, good. So maybe you can tell me what to do.
No.
All right, this is Kilgrave, the Zebediah variety, the Purple Man, who was Doctor Who, you know, in the season of that show.
Definitely not Grimace. Thanks, Emery. Maybe a little closer to Prince. He's well-dressed, at least.
Yeah,
true. He's in a nice suit. Game. Blouses.
And then he made his pancakes.
All right, for 7 purple, you can do control. You convert 1 purple basic tile to a 2-turn countdown tile. While these tiles are on the board, the target is stunned and match damage done to allies is instead done to them.
Yeah, that was
passive. Increase the purple, blue, and black match strengths of the Purple Man's teammates up to 105% of his own. Whenever he'd be damaged by a match or ability, move an ally to the front, it says. The double secret front, I guess. As you're going up in levels, you are then at level 5 converting 9 tiles into 4-turn countdown tiles, increasing your ally's base match damage by 135%. All right. Manifold Manipulation. I don't understand this name. Does he work on engines? I don't get it. Convert 3 non-purple basic tiles into 3-turn purple countdown tiles that steal 1 AP from the enemy's largest AP pool and deal 14 damage for each purple tile on the board. Passive enemy powers cost 1 more AP to fire. Whenever the enemy fires a power, gain 1 AP and the color of that power. It's got a lot going on there. Code up and level increases things. Countdown tiles are going to go up to dealing up to 187 damage for each purple tile on the board. Enemy powers cost and the AP gained from them increases to 3. Now that really slows down some powers, increasing by 3.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I think you're going to want that at 5 then. The black, Enthralled Masses. Create 3 3-turn purple Enthralled Mob Repeater tiles that deal 120 damage. When any of these tiles are on the board, enemy abilities are reduced by 1 to a minimum of 1. Passive, when an Enthralled Mob Repeater tile is destroyed, reduce all Enthralled Mob Repeater tiles by 1 turn. Up to level 10, or level 5, you're making 10 of these things. Alright, so that's okay. You gotta go 5-5-3 on this, right?
I mean, I would assume. I think that's what you're given as the, in the PvP.
I didn't play it, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, they had those, you know, the new character events where you fire his powers like a gabillion times each. You get shards for him.
I guess I did play the Welcome to Shield. I know the one that kind of puts the math symbols on the board. I wasn't really sure what it was really doing. Is that the Manifold one?
Probably. I don't know. I just boosted all of his colors and tried my best to fire his powers. So while Shang-Chi stayed in front and absorbed all the damage.
Yeah. Yeah, and as people in the Discord are mentioning, yes, it does get irritating when you have a character who features a stun ability as like their main thing,
right,
and then they put you in a 1v1 where you can't stun the other person. And you're like, oh, this character stinks. Because you can't use their main power. That's real annoying.
Do you know what's even more bizarre?
Hmm?
At three separate intervals, in the last 2 hours, I have had discussions about Grimace.
That is bizarre.
That's way too high.
I've just now noticed that Grimace kind of looks like, you know, a chicken nugget. He's purple.
He does indeed look like one of the nugget shapes.
Who are you talking to? The Grimace keeps coming up.
My wife and I were discussing Grimace, and then a little bit later, my kid came into the room and asked what we were talking about. And I mentioned Grimace, and then he went on a tirade about how he's creepy and he doesn't understand what he's supposed to be, and why would that make people want to eat food, and who would ever think of anything so weird? And then I came down here, and Grimace is in the feed here on the Discord.
Hmm.
And I'm like, that's a lot of Grimace.
That is.
I'm loving it.
That was good. I'll give you that one. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Not a sponsor.
No. No, they're not.
That is true. Grimace predates Nuggets, so technically Nuggets look like Grimace.
Look like Grimace. Yeah. Right.
All right. But how many people are old enough to remember that the shape of the Nugget actually mattered back in the day? Because the meat on the inside was different, depending on what shape you picked.
Oh.
Yeah, there was one that was like hourglass shape, that was white meat, and the one that was like teardrop shape was dark meat.
Oh, okay. I just thought, I mean, there's like the circle, there's the boot, there's the hourglass, and what was the other one?
I don't know. I always thought it was like a teardrop or something.
Bell, that's what
it is. A bell, sure.
Yeah, you wanted the round ones and the kind of hour shape. The boot one was like chunk, gross gray gristle meat back in the day. Like, that was the one you wanted the least, was the boot shape. That one was terrible. Like, that was one of the benefits of buying the 20 pieces. You would eat all the ones that were you really wanted first, so that way if you got full, you can just throw away the boot shape ones later.
Yeah, I just stayed away from McNuggets until they came out with a new formula.
Yeah, when they went to like the all white meat nuggets, that was a big step forward. They had to catch up to Wendy's, because the Wendy's crispy chicken nuggets back in the day, oh boy, those were good.
Smoking.
They were the best.
Those were so good. And you got, five for 99 cents?
Yeah. Oh. A good deal. They were so tasty. Wendy's nuggets blew them away.
I wish they would bring that formula back.
Me too, but I'm down with spicy nugs. Wendy's spicy nugs, that's a treat. But yeah, everybody, I thought, did better nuggets than McDonald's. Burger King's tendies were better.
Oh, my Wendy's, God. Those were the
Wendy's amazing. Nuggets were better.
No. You ain't wrong.
And in one instance of agreeing with Craig, even Long John Silver's did better chicken than McDonald's.
They still do. They still do.
I'm skeptical. Well, still better than McDonald's or still do?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
No, I think it's been 3 years since I've eaten at a Long John Silver's. So it's
good. I will not make an argument for either of those places that they serve food, but I will say that Long John's chicken is possibly better tasting than McDonald's chicken.
Hey, did I tell you I got the recipe for Long John's batter off the interwebs? Made some at home? Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep, made some home, cooked up a batch of chicken. Oh my God, it was so good.
Oh my gosh, when are you going to hook us up?
Yeah, we'll have to try it sometime. You're down.
Yeah, that sounds
great. I thought
it
was really good. Yeah. Like, I had to go to buy a couple spices at the grocery store, brought those home, mixed all that up. Yeah, it was yummy. All right, I think all the rest of the stuff we've kind of missed as to what events you could have gotten Purple Mine. I can't say Purple Man.
Yeah.
Zebediah. He didn't really look like a Zebediah. I don't know. Are any of these still going? Oh, there's still the Purple Man of Foe's Vault.
Nice.
Which could get you a Purple Man, a Infamous Doctor Doom, and a random 4-star. That's in that vault. Pretty much everything else is closed. The Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. I think is over for everybody?
It just finished today, I think. I got the last node done just in time.
There might be a day left in Cosmic Chaos if you've not finished that one.
The status is saying no, and I'm not sure to which part.
Maybe there's a later slice of Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. that's not done yet. I know mine is done.
Oh, mine says event completed, so.
Yeah. But it looks like Cosmic Chaos still runs tomorrow. All right, well, fine, Samurai. Apparently S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't have slices.
It's missing out, then.
Yep, it sure is. Let's move on.
All right.
Ian, we've got a clue for the next 3-star/5-star combo.
Uh-oh.
The clue
up to it. Is that in every other now?
Boy, it's getting to be that. No, the last one, it was...
Yeah, because it was Nova 3-5, then Killgrave,
before that was Annihilus.
And now a new 3-5?
Yeah.
Yep. And before that, it was 4-star Nihilist and 3-star and 5-star Deadpool. So,
oh, wow, yeah. I thought it was like 2-4s between a 5.
It used to be. Or... But now it's a 3-5 and then a 4, and then every now and then they throw in a 2.
Okay. Yeah, because it says that there's a 2-star coming on October 3rd.
And there was Iron Patriot back on July 4th, which that made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Anyway, so here's the clue.
All right. Yes.
The clue is since Exodus.
...
Yes. So the Exodus is capitalized. So could they make it just be blatant and not try to hide this at all? And could it just be Exodus? The character Exodus? That would be funny if that was
that's
the clue.
A character.
It is a character.
What's the clue again?
Since Exodus.
Since?
Since.
Okay.
So post-Exodus.
Yeah.
Donkey teeth. 5-star Moses.
It could be Moses.
I don't think Moses made an appearance in Marvel. Oh, apparently
well,
he did.
And
I'm
he
wrong.
Wouldn't really be since the Exodus. He's kind of in the Exodus.
Right. I mean, to me, the first character that came to mind was Apocalypse because he was, you know, biblical. But that doesn't make any sense because he's already in the game.
He's already a 5, too, isn't he?
Right, yeah.
He did soup up Exodus. Exodus was one of the 4 horsemen of the Apocalypse at one point.
So, yeah. They can't be that obvious, though. Come on.
No, they can't be, but I could hope so just to... I mean, like, we would never see it coming.
That's clearly.
If, you know, if it is put and said, next character is Spider-Man, deal with it. You know, we'd be like, oh my god, it can't actually be Spider-Man, right? And then, you know, that would be a great clue. Anyway, chomp on it. What you got?
I don't know. I mean, since Exodus? So, I don't know. Is it some sort of character that came into being after Thanos' snap?
5-star Buddy Christ. I like where Dr. Teeth is coming from.
That is since Exodus.
But you said it's capital, so it might be referencing something else, not an actual Exodus. Instead of a mass departure of people, it could be referencing one of the books of the Bible or something else that I don't know, correct?
Right. I assumed that you know, my brain would go to the Exodus would be, you know, the Jews being forced out, so.
Yeah. 3- and 5-star Passover.
Let my people go.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Yeah, the capital E has now thrown me off. I'm not sure. I'll get there, but it's interesting.
Okay. That's what I got for news. For local news, they opened this new hot chicken joint downtown.
Nice. Is it good?
I went there Monday before the council meeting to go check it out. They had no hot chicken.
I'm out.
So I got mild chicken, which I probably would have anyway because I'm a sissy.
That's fine.
What made me sad is... You know, I ordered a 3-piece chicken and fries combo with a drink.
Yes.
Sounds good. However, when I got my 3-piece chicken and fries combo, what would make this guy sad about the 3-piece chicken, Ian?
So you got the 3-piece chicken and fries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many things that could go wrong with chicken that would make you sad. They could have given you, maybe they offered you non-Heinz ketchup.
Oh, they did do that too.
Okay, there we go. We're already knee deep in it. I don't remember what your batter preference is. I don't know. I mean, is it too soft, too crunchy?
No.
Could it be that move where they give you 2 decent pieces and then 2 tiny pieces so you feel like you got 4 pieces, but they're 2 inedible pieces because it's just all breading?
Oh, even worse.
Uh-oh.
They gave you a piece of a wing? Of a wing?
No, I wish. They gave me a thigh and 2 legs. And I was like, this is bullcrap.
Oh, all dark meat?
Oh, dark meat, and I hate chicken legs.
Yeah.
That's weird, but okay.
So, it clearly says the next time I go there, I can never get the bone-in chicken again. I'm going to have to just get tenders.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going down this thigh and leg road again. However, the breading was excellent. Had a really good flavor.
Nice.
So, I'm hoping they use the same breading on the tenders.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed
the
taste.
Hot chicken if they ever... Do they do sandwiches?
Yeah, no, it looked to be bone-in chicken... Tenders. I did not see a sandwich. He also sells chicken shawarma, hamburgers, and cheese sticks.
Oh, okay. It's
the halal chicken, halal cart, chicken cart guy that's over by Pew Garage, if you've ever been there.
I have not, because I don't live in the same town you do. And I haven't for about 20 years.
Yeah.
But I do have someone similar in my area.
Okay.
It's called like Crown Fried Chicken. And it's mostly, like, you know, pitas, shawarmas, gyros, that sort of thing. And he's like, yeah, I also have like chicken nuggets, hamburgers, whatever. Whatever my guys can cook for you, they'll cook. I'm like, all right, I'll take a little...
How's the fried chicken at Crown Fried Chicken?
I don't know. I never get it. I always get the lamb gyro.
Oh, well, that's how we get the fried chicken. Yeah. All right. So that was my news, was I had this, you know, new chicken place.
Nice.
Samurai says that they're 8 days away from their new Wawa, so...
All right.
I'm sure someone's excited about that. Wasn't it Mrs. Samurai?
Likely.
Wawas are fine. I have nothing against Wawa.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, the Wawa's coffee. Sure. Not a coffee person, so I wouldn't know, but...
I think I've only ever been to a Wawa, like, twice, maybe?
Have you ever been to Sheetz?
Yeah, I know they're pretty much the same.
It's exactly the same.
Ian, you would remember the one Wawa trip. It involved one Dax Finley, a large quantity of wine, and a parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that one.
Yep, that's
as clearly as my addled brain can.
Yeah, well, that's my memorable Wawa trip was...
That was an outing. That was a wedding.
That was a wedding.
Many misadventures of youth. Wow. I forget about that sometimes, or I block it out intentionally. You were there for my prime poor decision-making years. Holy smokes. How do you still talk to me?
I still miss the days when you encouraged small children to put boxes on their heads and headbutt each other. That was a good time.
Oof, that was a good game. That was a good summer. No one got too badly hurt, so I don't feel too bad about that one.
All right, that's the news. We should move on.
All right.
This week, however, on It's Always Sunny, Gwen finds a land shark.
Holy smokes, that's me. Let's talk about the land shark version of Jeffrey. That is three-star Jeffrey, purple, red, and green character. He's got a quick change. It costs only 8 purple AP. Jeffrey goes away for one turn. When he returns, create a one-turn disguise countdown tile. While this tile is on the board, Jeff takes no match damage or damage from attack tiles. When this tile expires, Jeff gets fed and heals 5% health. This scales up to healing 20% health, and it becomes a 4-turn countdown tile. That's significantly better. That's a big, important jump. I'll have to remember that when we talk about this later. Let's see what else this person does. Nom 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 nom. 8 red AP. Jeff leaps into action, teeth first. God, too many sentences. There we go. Deal 223 damage and create a 2-turn fortified countdown tile that deals 139 damage per turn. That scales up to 1,355 damage and a countdown tile that deals 905 damage. And it's a 3-turn countdown tile at that point instead of a 2-turn. Another big jump. Lastly, Jeff, don't eat that. 6 green AP. Select a tile type, strike, attack, or protect. Jeff eats all of these, converting them into basic tiles, then spits them up as friendly tiles 3 turns later. Created friendly tiles have a strength equal to the average of all converted tiles. Where did he get those extra ones anyway? All right, what does this confusing power do? That was good fun. Let's see. That scales up to bonus. Let's see. We're gaining 50% tiles rounded up. 1 turn later, and it's 100% tiles rounded up. Whew, that's a big jump, too. Man, this guy makes all sorts of big jumps at 5. So let's presume the quick change. I don't know. That 4 turn is so much better than the 2 turn. Or than the 1 turn. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how to build this guy. That first one doesn't do anything except temporarily prevent him from dying. Is that important when I could be getting 100%? Maybe I don't want to do this middle thing. Maybe that's just the... Maybe he's a 5-3-5. I don't know. I don't understand him. I don't like joke characters. Give me anxiety.
So, the internet has concluded that 5-3-5 is the third most popular... My 4-4-5 is the second, but the majority goes for 3-5-5.
Oh, all right. So it is quick change that doesn't really do anything useful. I mean, it heals 20% health and makes you invulnerable. Oh, does it? Let me read that. Disguise tile. While on the board, Jeffrey takes... Oh, no match damage and no damage from attack tiles. He can still get damaged by powers. That's a terrible ability. Hey, the 355 is right. Thanks, Internet.
I think, Ian, you have them at the proper 454 build.
Do I? Good job on me. That's probably the least popular build.
It's not.
Oh.
I wouldn't do that.
It is what Craig has as well, though, so.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, wow, good job, Craig.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I mean, I know how. I know exactly how that happened, but the fact that it happened is I enjoy that. Cool. Well, that's the Landshark version of Jeffrey, and that is with Sunny and Xandar.
So some follow-up on the Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. for Purple Man. That says this was absolutely correct. It has not ended. It says event completed when you clear all the nodes, but it still has like 1 day and 9 hours left. So you can actually go back in, repeat the nodes, do your quests on them, not get any, you know, bonus rewards or anything, but the nodes are still there for you to repeat. So it does say event complete, but it's just because you completed all the nodes.
I have never gone back into one of those to even look at that.
Sure. But if you're doing the I gotta fire Purple Man's powers 20 times each, you know, that's where you can do it.
Being that I'm slowly sliding more towards the Ian level of this game, I don't even look at those quests. When I stumble across and finishing one and it lights up on my quest board and it tells me to go to that tab to click something, I go to that tab to click something.
They're achievements. I don't even read them. I gotta do achievements. It's what I do.
Yeah, I don't even read to see what I just don't even look. It's what like, I do like want to look at, push, though, Ray. Is what Willie has in the mailbag. What's in there?
Okay, we can go over there. So, yeah, let's go over to the D3 forums, because that's the only place anybody commented. GodzillaFan67. This was in reference to the games last week. It was Clue versus, what's it called? Mousetrap?
Yes.
He says, in my household... Yeah. Cobra Commander skillfully used Mousetrap to incapacitate G.I. Joes. Otherwise, it's definitely a tiny kitty game. And if you remember, the D3 forums censors you by throwing in tiny kitty over your swear words. So.
Wow.
Also, T. Deja Author says, Blue Blazes was Rich Ryder's go-to expression. This was in reference to the Nova character. It was his go-to expression in the original comic series in the 70s. No, it didn't make any sense back then. So, there you go. That's where the Blue Blazes comment comes from.
All right.
And MB Perp asks, is the show bi-weekly now?
Yeah.
Not on purpose.
He says, you know, some of us have our podcast schedules tied to our drives, and when Thursday afternoon rolls around and the... Puzzle Warriors aren't there, it means I've got to pull over, find something else, make sure I'm not listening to something I'm not supposed to listen to with someone else in the car. It just makes problems. Well, we'll try to keep that in mind.
The show was just, like, bi-weekly curious while it was in college, but it's straightened all that out now. We'll be good until the holidays.
Wow.
Making promises.
Probably good until the holidays. I don't have anything else lined up.
Yeah, I don't think I do either.
Craig has at least 8 more work trips, but
as for voting, I love to vote. I cast my vote for Clue, noted. I would really love to use the voting in Discord you keep talking about, but I've no idea how to find it. I'm in the Discord, but I don't know how to go to the channel, where to go to, what to search for. Can I have some more directions? So if you're asking, I'm sure there are others. So if you want to find the Discord channel, you can go to puzzlewarriors3.com.
Yeah, I don't
on
know.
On the right hand side,
either.
There's a little blue Discord icon. It says, join us live on Discord Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. You click on that, it brings you to the Discord channel, the Puzzle Warriors Discord channel. On the left hand side, there's all the channels, and there's a whole bunch. The third one down is General. You're going to want to go to the General channel, and in there, search for the word vote. That should lead you to UNC Samurai post. For the most recent votes. So you can just click on that, and then you can click on a reaction, and that will cast your vote. So hopefully that clears all that up. What else did he say? There was something else. Venom check. I slowed down a little so that I could build the next pair of one stars to ascend when I need them, but my highest level one star is at 263. How are you doing there, Craig?
Let me pull up Venom here. You're way ahead. 189 is my Venom.
Wow, that's still ahead of me. I've got a 144 and a 138.
Oh, I've got a 149 and then a 40, a 20, and a 1.
Yeah, we too many roster slots for this ascending thing. But, hey, there you go. That's where we're at. You're still way ahead at 263 there, NB Burp. So, yeah, there you go. Willie had something to do. Thanks for posting stuff. And hey, thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, let's head over to the board game bracket brought to you by Insert Your Name Here, if I. Mm-hmm. Ian, what's the games this week? What we got?
Did we resolve last week? Did I miss that?
Nope. I totally skipped it. Ray, okay. What were the results from last week?
Yeah, I'm pulling this up. Oh, this was another landslide. If you recall, actually, the one before that was really close, but this time Clue versus Mousetrap, complete landslide.
Clue.
Nobody liked Mousetrap. That's not true. Two people voted for Mousetrap. Everyone else voted for Clue. So
yeah,
Clue's a banger of a game.
It really is.
Yeah, good game.
Well, and also Mousetrap is not.
Yeah, I was just saying it was. It's not that it had a lot of things going for it, but even if it wasn't up against poor Mousetrap, you know, I think it might have, you know, done well. I like Clue a lot.
Now onto this.
So what do you got this week?
Oh, so anyway, this week we are talking about both Battleship and Axis and Allies.
A lot of war going on.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of battleshipping going on both sides, I suppose. But first, let me give you the condensed version of Axis and Allies. Now, Axis and Allies, while it's been around for a bajillion years, not really. It's only been around since like 81. But still, it is an exhaustingly elaborate game, we'll call it. It was a lot of fun. It's just it's a game that is so involved, you know, you really need five people with a lot of free hours to spare, you know, to really get the full experience. But it's just a, you know, World War II style game. One person's Germany, another person's Japan, and then Soviet Union, United Kingdom, United States. We just go around the board, taking turns, rolling dice, putting pieces into play, and resolving combat with dice rolling. Oh, there's a lot more that goes on to that, too. Like I said, I think I've gotten to play this in its entirety once in my lifetime, and I had a great time, but goodness, it's a lot of game. A lot of game. Good game, though. In my mind, it's a semi-classic. Ray?
So, Battleship is a little bit more simplistic, or a lot. So you've got like a fold-up 10x10 grid. So there's two 10x10 grids. You take your five ships and you place them on your one 10x10 grid in hopefully a way that people can't guess. And then you take turns calling out squares on your opponent's grid. And the opponent has to call a hit or miss, depending on where they, you know, whether or not you hit a ship. And then when you hit a ship, you try and find, like, which way the ship's going and you know, annihilate it. You have five different ships. You have the destroyer, which is a two square, so that one's really hard to find. You have a cruiser and a submarine that are three squares long. You have a battleship, which is four squares long. And since the name is Battleship, you'd think that'd be the big one, but no. There is a carrier that is five squares long. The carrier is the easiest one to hit usually. But yeah, that's pretty much it. You put your ships down, you call out your spots. If you hit a ship, you put a red peg in. If you miss a ship, you put a white peg in so you know where you've shot. The ships aren't supposed to move. And the first person to sink all five ships is the winner. That's pretty much it. I have a question, though. Did you ever run into somebody who put their ships on the top board and targeted on the bottom?
Never.
No.
That's preposterous.
Yeah, I had a friend that did that, and it bothers me to this day that he did this. Yeah.
No, the ships go on the flat board, your attacks go on the vertical board.
Total agreement.
The only thing that bothers me about that story is that you continued to maintain a friendship with this horrible person.
Did he name himself after a member of KISS?
No. 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 I think Ace was much more mentally, you know, stable than this.
Yeah. yeah, that's insanity. Again, it's another tough week for me because I also love Battleship. Like, what a great game. I like the pace of the game. I like the introduction of the electronic version of Battleship.
Sure, yeah.
Not only did it add some fun effects, but it eliminated shenanigans.
Well, yeah.
Because you're programming in the location, correct. So there's no you missed, or I moved my ship, or I cheated in some way, you know. And with the electronic Battleship, you didn't even have to, I mean, other than to keep records for your own strategy, you know, you didn't have to keep it on your board
Yeah, but
you know, so there's you don't risk people looking over because it's already programmed in.
What I liked is that you don't then have to tell your opponent what your targeting strategy is, because the game just tells you whether or not you hit. You don't have to tell them A5.
Oh, right.
You just punch in A5, and the game tells you whether or not you hit. But your opponent right. doesn't know if you're making lines, you're making an X, you're making, you know, whatever you're doing. They don't know. They don't sure. know your strategy.
Right. Okay. I see. The way that you are shooting is correct. Is your strategy. Oh, see. Yeah. To a degree, yes. I feel like, you know, more of it is wrapped up in ship placement at the beginning.
Yeah.
But obviously, you're right. You want to maximize the number of enemy spaces that you are exposing by placing well-timed shots, because you don't want to just, you know, stack them one right after another. That's not giving you enough information.
Correct. And if I have a certain strategy I like to at least start out the game with, if we've played this game often, you're going to learn that and never put your ships there early in the game, because, I mean, obviously that's my fault because I always start kind of the same way. But the electronic right. thing eliminates that because you don't know what I'm doing. So.
But don't you see where yeah, the person sure. hits? Even in...
Yeah, it should show up on the even an electronic battleship. Like when I'm pushing the things, it should be like, you know, A1 fire. That's a miss.
Oh, see, mine. I had this way back when the first time it came out, it didn't announce things.
Hmm.
Like you would punch the A5, you would hit the fire button, it would make the firing noise. If it hit, you got a explosion
yeah.
noise.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
did,
that
but it did
familiar.
Not announce A5. It just. Hmm. Told you whether or not, like, you got a whistling kind of noise if it missed.
I feel like being able to track your opponent's moves is a key component of the game. I don't like the idea of eliminating that. That seems weird.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, that's not... I mean, it doesn't matter. You can't relocate your ships.
Correct.
So, but I guess, yeah, I guess if it's you and I are playing, you know, multiple times a week, and I'm like, oh, it's old, you know, B4 Craig.
Yeah. I just won't put any ships there.
Yeah.
Ever.
All right, so
all right.
In any case, if you want to vote, go vote, or you can just comment on the stuff. Samurai's already got the voting up, so thank you.
Oh yeah.
Just go and react. He's got an anchor for battleship, and looks like a helmet for Axis and Allies. So
nice.
I have never played Axis and Allies, so I'm clearly in the battleship corner.
I do love the strategy board gaming, the war strategy games, though. So
yeah. Absolutely, I agree.
I do, however, know that the Battleship movie sucked.
I didn't see it.
I have friends who love that movie.
I've heard it was entertaining.
Yeah, they have a couple friends who love it. I did not. Let's see, where are we at then? Oh, once again then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up. I'm absolutely surprised that this is here, I'll be honest.
All
right. I opened this at the head of the top of the show, looked over it, but then halfway, you know, into your first segment, you were like, hey, there's a boss event this weekend. So the idea that there's a boosted list is just blowing my mind.
No.
The segment always gets cut when there's a boss event. What's happening? Someone explain this to
me. Apparently they got their stuff together and were able to put out a list, even though there's a boss event. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Samurai's typing curiously. Maybe he's not furious about it. I don't know.
That's okay. I'll just glance over the 3 stars and see which ones I'm capable of telling you about. It's easy this week. Mystique and Patch are both boosted. Mystique's black will do a lot of damage for a 3-star character. Patch, more green and red damage, probably more yellow healing. Gambit, Goose, and Victor Mancha are also boosted. Now, let's talk about the 4 stars that are boosted. We have Android Torch, more damage from his red, plus more per repeater destroyed. We've got the Wildfire Green, which is dealing extra repeater damage, and the yellow is making bigger strike tiles. The Juggernaut, what's this guy doing? He's doing more green damage, and no real changes to anything Isn't else, it? Because it's all percentage-based and board shuffling.
Isn't he doing everything? And, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, he's... He's the changes of being boosted, but I mean he does do everything. I use him constantly.
Yeah, he's a powerhouse.
Yeah, yeah, he turned out really well. All right, let's see what Mysterio. I remember this guy. he's got some purple trap tiles that are going to be stronger. He deals a little more blue damage and bigger health bursts from the pledge. Sabretooth, what's Sabretooth doing these days? He still does consecutive attacks, doesn't he? Yeah, and they'll all do more damage.
Works well with Okoye.
Yeah, he does. More green damage and strike tiles give you more damage with Happy Birthday. Who is this mysterious? this says, the Spider-Man 2099. He's doing additional damage with black and more damage with his yellow. Now, let's move on to these fine boosted five stars. Black Bolt, more green damage and more black damage if you have enough charge tiles.
Should I sadly say I looked at that graphic and had no idea who that was supposed to be?
Because you thought, you know, there might be more to it. It's rarely point that on Front Street.
Yeah, I was like,
What is that? What? Who's got this? What is that? That's just a picture of a Black Bolt. All right, let's see. Black Widow, more purple damage, more red damage, and red in my ledger, which is black damage, will all be boosted. Oh, the Captain America, the first Avenger variety. More shield bashes, more damage from the coordinated offensive, and Earth's Mightiest Heroes will make better strike attack protect tiles. And last but not least is the Hunter. Oh, man. Right, he's done. They're doing things. No changes to Blade Storm. More damage from Quick Slash. No changes to Heal. Oh, no changes to Inspire. He's got so many abilities. What the stuff? Man, it's not even a him. It's a video game. What's the thing? Anyway, let's try this one more time. Unity Collar, no changes. Nothing to Blade Storm and Annihilation. Both deal more damage. Slash does more damage. Quick Slash and Merciless Slash both deal more damage. Inspire has no changes. Healing does more healing. And Dark Healing does more healing.
Apparently there's a question on whether or not Dark Healing is not burst.
Heal does more burst healing, and Dark Heal does more healing, but not more bursting? I don't know. Let's see what he says about these crazy boosted
characters.
Is
it true heal and not burst heal? I think.
Unknown. Let's see. The 4-star list has some great options. The 5-star list, well, at least they're finally starting to break up the boost them in the release order problem. Ooh. Samurai also says that I tried the new Coke Oreo. It's a lot like vanilla Coke with a hint of chocolate. Not the worst thing they've done this year. Oh, he's still mad at Spice. He's not wrong. Spice is unpleasant. But I have not tried this Oreo-flavored Coca-Cola.
Did you try the... What is it that just came out that's like coconut and something?
What?
It was like... Is it a Dr. Pepper? Dr. Pepper coconut?
I haven't tried it yet, but I probably would.
No, thank you. It was not good.
Oh, okay. I'll avoid it then. Cool.
Your bedtime jingle is about to go off.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. We'll speed through the next segments. So listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always. Oh, to Mystify.
Mystify. Ian, give me some cold, refreshing pop.
Pop, pop. All right. First, let's talk briefly about some K-pop, because I was so invigorated by last week's, what were they, card? Not last week, but again, last time we popped this mixed gender K-pop band thing. So I decided I would check out Checkmate and their song Drums or Drummin' or Drum. I don't know. They weren't. Man, my expectations were way misplaced. I was all energized because of the last band, and this band was super forgettable.
Sorry, apparently the clip was a little loud. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. The song was ho-hum. If you jazz it up with a little extra volume, maybe that will help. It won't. It'll still be ho-hum. But less ho-hum is the final Cancun beverage that I enjoyed while away. The Sangria Senorial, I believe is how it is pronounced. I'm not good at talking, so that's how I pronounced it. It's another fruit-based pop, and it is... imagine if you had a non-alcoholic mixed fruit wine cooler. So I loved it. This, over ice, it's like a, you know, just an effervescent cherry grape juice. If I had had a little citrus to splash in it, that might have jazzed it up a bit. But Sangria Senorial, if you like, you know, grape or a cherry grape kind of flavor to your pop, it was the better experience. You know, I was happy to have had it, and I will have it again. Definitely beat out that apple flavor soda that bummed me out.
Yeah, this sounds much better than the last one.
It was. It really was. So, and it's better than Checkmate. So of the three things we're discussing simultaneously, I would choose this over all three. But, yeah. So that's Sangria, Senoral, and Checkmate. So, pop, pop, thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnify. Eating your Steam open.
I do. I just need a second.
All right.
Our alliance has been overspending lately, and every time I log in, I have to click through. Not that it's a hardship, but I have to click through so many command points. They're like, someone bought something, someone bought something, someone bought something. Man.
Wow, when did this happen? I have like 31 latest legends. That's a lot for me.
All right. I'm opening. It's a 4-star. It is the Winter Soldier, Bucky Barnes. He's a moving target.
I don't know how many you're doing. I was just going to go until I got a 5.
Well, I'm going to do 11, so whichever way you would like to go.
All right, I'm going to start. Hey, I'm done. I got a purple.
Of course you did.
All right.
It is a Kane Parker Future Sense, which is one that is not already at 5. Yay, it's useful.
Kane.
So that'll put him at like a 3, 4, 5 or something. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yay, me.
All right, good job, Ray.
Let's see. I've got a Yancey Street Special. Cosmo the Space Dog, Moon Girl and Devil Dino, North Star. I forgot he even existed. There's a purple. Hot Pool, Fair Trade, Kate Bishop. There's another purple. Kane Parker, Mark of Kane, Yondu. A third purple. Deadpool, Hot Pool, Beautiful Distraction.
Wow.
Gamorpha. And number 11 is Moondragon. So 3 out of 11. That's pretty good there.
I was going to say, that is uncharacteristically high for you.
Yeah. That gets my hot pool up to the amazing 112. What does that make Kane? Kane's a 502.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah. But I would like to thank, as always,
this guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is known as the soon-to-be-named network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. That's a long web address. I just heard that now, and I was like, man. You can get direct links to all of our great shows on the podcasting network, which is the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
What a great show. Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
Nope, I'm tired.
My family and I have taken a major leap forward with our feral cat friend.
Oh, nice.
He has now gone from... Like, it went beyond, like, I don't know where the next step was going to be, but he has gone from, no sound, no touch to, I spent probably 30 minutes out on my front porch petting him and hand feeding him treats and brushing his fur and grooming him. And then he moved over to Owen's lap and did the same thing. And then to Kelly and just, you know, wiggles through the three of us and has been sleeping at least part time, if not full time, in the cat house that we built for him on the front porch. So
very nice.
Big day for us.
Nice.
Yeah, we were pumped. He's got an appointment with the vet this Friday, so we'll undo all this trust that we've earned. But that's it. That's all I got.
All right. In that case, I want to thank everybody for joining us this week. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them at Willie's mailbag, and we will discuss. Oh, I got a sneeze out of nowhere. We'll discuss my sneezing out of nowhere. We'll discuss other things. I couldn't even get to that mute button in time. It was like, just not going to happen. Anyway, Willie's mailbag is empty, unless maybe it's full of whatever disease Ray has that has spread to me across the airwaves and affected me that way, like an 80s sci-fi thriller of some kind, you know, or something traveled through the internet and again and affected me. But if you want to throw us a bone, you can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, and buy yourself something, and we will get a little bit to dip for ourselves. But that's it. So goodbye for now, and remember, kids, I'm only a dolphin, ma'am. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.